But in any event, I'm really trying to speculate, and I'd like you to speculate. What do you think we're going to find when we go out and ask 20 ovarian cancer investigators what they're doing? Do you think they're going to do what you just said, or do you think they're going to bring PARP in and drop the Bev and, let's say, platinum sensitive?
It's a great question. And, you know, it's challenging to predict what people are going to do, but I suspect that many people are not going to agree with me. I think that we're riding a wave of enthusiasm. You just said that in the NOVA trial in the BRCA mutated group, the hazard ratio is 0.27. The medians go from 5.5 to 21 months. They're so excited about that.
And incidentally, that was the, I can't remember which one was 0.27, which one was 0.3, but it was almost the identical hazard rate with SOLO2 with olaparib in BRCA germline.
That's right. SOLO2 is 0.3. But we have to be more controlled, take the emotion out of it. Let's face it, GOG-213 has a 5-month improvement survival advantage. It's the only one.
You're talking about with Bev?
Yeah, with Bev. So if you want to be data-driven.
5 months.
Yeah, 5 months of overall survival.
And what's the hazard rate?
The hazard ratio is not great. I don't have it in my mind. It's like 8.4 or something. But still, the microenvironment has changed because these are highly sensitive patients. They get lots of subsequent therapy, but they live longer. These patients need Bev. And remember, this is the key point also, is that if you delay the use of bevacizumab to the end, the risk of GI perforation is higher. The risk of GI perforation doesn't even appear in the label for platinum-sensitive relapsed ovarian cancer with bevacizumab because the risk is trivial, if not non-existent. So use Bev early. It's extremely well tolerated. It's better tolerated than PARP, hands down for sure. And use it, get through it. And that doesn't mean that it's better than PARP. It just means it needs to be used, and then we'll use PARP next. It's that simple. But don't do one versus the other, because these patients are going to get 5, 6, 7 lines of therapy and live for years.
So you're thinking more long-term chronic maintenance kind of strategy.
Listen, ovarian cancer is managed. It's not cured. And I'm trying to manage it. If you look at this as really treatment, where it's one and done, it's not the way it works. I'm looking at the trajectory and the long-term outcome.